Thanks for listening to KUOW 94.9 Seattle. And I'm Angela King. We are learning more this morning about a recent and dramatic rescue at sea. Four fishermen were on their boat earlier this week when it capsized in rough seas off the Washington coast. Fortunately, a nearby crabbing boat heard the crew's distress call and shared their story of heroism with KUOW. Now, Marcus Cole has been fishing in the area since 1999. He and his brother owned the crabbing vessel called the Lady Nancy. He says when they heard the distress calls Monday morning, the coordinates they received placed them somewhere near the entrance of Gray's Harbor.
The guy said the numbers, and he said them really fast, sounded really panicked. We didn't quite get the last number out, so it sounded like it could be about 40 miles away from us.
So they had the Coast Guard clarify the numbers, and the brothers realized they were only about 20 miles away from the overturned vessel.
And the seas were extremely rough, and we were driving around. We didn't see anything or a boat or anything. And then my crewman, Roy, saw a life raft in the distance. Once we saw the life raft, we just beelined it for him.
Now, two men were inside the life raft, but two more people were spotted out in the open water, holding on to nothing but a survival suit. Cole says he and his crew managed to get one man out of the water.
The other guy, Casper, let go of the survival suit, and he started to sink. And my crewman, Roy, he already put on a survival suit and jumped out to get him. He was basically sinking, in which I thought he was dead.
Now, this isn't the first time Cole has been in a situation like this.
Like, I've looked for a crewman who was a buddy of mine before, and we never found him. So that's what was going through my head. And how Casper was sinking and going down just kind of reminded me of all of losing my buddy a long time ago. And I just knew we needed to get those guys out.
Now, fortunately, Roy was able to catch Casper and keep him from going down. He then brought him on board.
And I just started performing CPR because he was whiter than a ghost in his eyes. He was just non-conscious. And after about, I don't know, I probably CPR for 2 minutes or whatever, he wasn't doing anything. And I started praying to Jesus, and he freaking woke up.
Now, the Coast Guard showed up about 15 minutes later. All four of the men were airlifted to Hoquiam so they could receive medical treatment. And looking back, Cole says it's a miracle they were able to even find the crew members.
Their EPIRB wasn't working. They didn't have any flares. Their life raft was filling up with water. There was two guys holding on a survival suit. We were in the 10 to 14 foot swells. It was hard just for the Coast Guard to even pull up next to us and get their guy aboard. Because, I mean, he literally had to jump in between swells.
Now, Cole says things can go wrong in just a matter of minutes, especially in rough waters. He says, though, he's feeling a lot more grateful since this incident.
Our season only lasts for so long, so we're not guaranteed anything, even a paycheck. But being a fisherman doesn't really matter what else goes on, because we're a slave to the winds and the tides.
And that was Marcus Cole, one of the owners of the Lady Nancy, reflecting on how he saved crew members whose boat capsized off the coast of Washington earlier this week.